to welcome His Spirit in this house. Because if you can't feel the Holy Ghost, I don't know. You just have took a Trazodone and ain't got nerves. I don't know. I'm telling you, the glory is thick in this house. What? I'm going to ask this question. This isn't in my sermon. But when we look in the New Testament and we see Jesus moving, we see Jesus performing the miracles that He does in Scripture. A lot of times He often asks the people, what do you have need of? Do you think that the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords doesn't know what you have need of? Oh, He does. But He wants to hear it out of your mouth, what you have need of. Make your request made known to God. What do you need God to do for you today? I want to tell you, He's in this room and He is ready to meet you this morning. Reach out and grab Him. Get a hold of it. I want to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. Going into this, it says, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Woo! My eyes are on Him this morning. I don't know that what you need from God today. I don't know what you've been facing and saying. I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. And I don't know how God's going to work. You might not have the answers, but I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven who, if you set your eyes upon Him, He is faithful to hear your cries. Oh, I'm setting my eyes on Him today. Are you setting your eyes on Him today? Oh, I can't take my eyes off of Him. I can't take my gaze off of Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank You for this day. God, we thank You for everything You bless us with. Oh, I thank You, God, that Your Spirit is in this house. I thank You, Lord, for what You've already done. But God, what You have yet to do. I thank You, Jesus, for miracles that are being birthed in this atmosphere right now. I thank You for victory today. I thank You, God, for shouts that are going to be returned in this house this morning. I thank You, Lord, that we have the victory, and Lord, we are walking in it today. Lord, we give You all the praise and all the glory. It's in Your name that we pray, and everybody said, amen. You can be seated. What an honor it is. I'm not going to spend long on preliminaries. I love you guys' church. I mean, I love y'all out here in Jasper, Alabama, killing it for the kingdom of God. I love it. I was so blessed to preach here back in June to the youth. It was a powerful time together, and what an honor it is to be here this Sunday. I love your pastor and his wife. I honor them. I honor the work that they are doing here at this church. It is incredible to see what God has done, and I'm thrilled to be a part this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I do teach high school, so I know that most of the times our attention spans are about a good, solid 25 minutes a lot of times. So I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to preach real long, but I'm telling you, pay attention, because I go real fast, okay? I'll go ahead and warn you. I'm going to fly through this, because we got some praying to do. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, there's times that I preach sermons and there's times that the Lord gives me a word. I know I'm ready to release it. I know it's a word for this house, for the house that I'm speaking at. I know that God has spoken. I know that He's going to perform. But let me tell you, there's times that I know that I heard from heaven. And when I was in prayer for this service, I felt so strongly the Lord say, you are getting your voice back. You are getting your voice back. The enemy has tried his longest and his hardest to keep you silent. But I'm telling you, there's a shout that's about to be restored in the name of Jesus. He has a specific plan and a specific purpose for this day, for this hour, for this moment right here. And I want to tell you, do not let this moment pass you by. Oh, the King of Glory is in this room. Don't let Him pass you by. If you have to be like the beggar that sat by the roadside begging, saying, Lord, please don't pass me by. Oh, I'm saying today, God, don't pass me by. Oh, you're already dressed. You're already ready. Let's have church. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And we look at this, it says, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on You. So many situations that we face in life, we don't have the answers. We don't have the solutions. All we know to do is to trust in God. There's many times that we see situations and we're looking at hopeless situations. And we think, God, I know there's no way that You can move in this. It's too big. It's too strong. That's how our human mind works. Oh, but when we start spiritually. And when we have the mind of Christ, we see it with a hopeful situation. We see that it's a way that God can turn a situation for His glory. When we look in this story in 2 Chronicles, we see a large army from Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir are about to come and attack Judah. And Judah means praise. Not only was there attack on this country, but it's symbolic because Judah means praise. Some of you, the enemy is trying so hard to attack your praise. He wants to do everything he can, blow after blow after blow, to see if you're going to break. But I want to tell you, you are not going to have my praise, devil. Not today, not any other time. It doesn't matter what you throw at me. It doesn't matter what I have to face in this life. Oh, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat, he calls for a fast for the people. The king in this time, he calls for a fast, a nationwide fast. And God speaks a prophetic word in this time in 2 Chronicles 20, 14 through 15. It says, then the spirit of the Lord came on Jehazel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah. Hallelujah. That was tongues. Praise God. I'm just kidding. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but it is God's. I want to tell you my point number one today. The battle is the Lord's. You don't have to fight anymore. You don't have to keep trying to stay strong in your own power and your own might. In 1 Corinthians 15, we see, but thanks be to God who gives us a victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to tell you today that you already have a 100% success rate to every battle you have already faced in this life. Oh, I'm telling you, there's times that God has seen me through that I didn't know how He was going to work. I didn't know how He was going to do it. But my God, He brought me out like He always does. So I don't know what battle that you're facing today, but you've already overcame 100% of the battles thrown your way. Amen. I have the victory. Oh, when I think about I love that new, I don't want to say it's a trend, I don't know, but it talks about telling the devil who he is. It's like, you low down, dirty, sorry, no good for nothing. I want to tell the devil, you sorry, low down, good for nothing. You should have killed me while you had the chance. You should have tried to take me out. Oh, you should have tried that car accident that was meant to kill me and to drown my voice. God made it fail. Oh, God made it fail. A multiple organ failure in my body. 35 weeks having a premature baby. The devil tried everything he could to take me out. Wore a heart monitor for almost 6 months after I had that child. But I want to say, God made it fail. The attack of the enemy, it shall not prevail. The attack will not stand. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory in Jesus' name. Woo. We could go around this sanctuary and we could tell the stories of how God has seen us through. I say all the time, I am an honorary member of the Community Family Church in Independence, Kentucky, Brother Tommy Bates. I'm telling you, I am an online member and I am faithful to that house. Hallelujah. Sunday night, I'm telling you, it don't take them a good 10 minutes to get into the service. And they're going, I mean, shucking the corn. They're ready to go. That Appalachian Mountain, the blood running through. I mean, they get down with the get down. That's what I like. Oh, Community Family Church. They started singing about, then I remembered, talking about the faithfulness of God. Oh, can you remember times that God has seen you through in your life? When we are in a building this large with this many people, there's some testimonies in this room about how the enemy tried to drown you out, tried to take your voice, tried to steal your praise. Oh, but my God, He gave us the victory. The battle was not ours to fight. All we had to do is sit there and watch how God worked. Just how they were fighting in 2 Chronicles in Scripture. We see that we have a God who is fighting. We don't even have to lift a finger. Our God fights for us. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles 20:16, it is as tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. Whew. Point number two today. God is exposing the plan of your enemy. Whew. You want to talk about a prophetic revelation given in that time. He told them exactly where that enemy was going to be, where they were coming from, and what the plan was. God is revealing some things to you, and it's painful right now. But I'm going to tell you, there's some people you're going to have to lose out of your circle. Because here's the deal. God sees the motive of their heart, and their heart cannot accompany the miracle that is coming to you. There's some things that God has to shift and to shake in your life to get you to the other side of the victory. So while it might be painful right now, I want to tell you, in James 1, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. Not lacking one thing. I'm telling you, when you face those trials and you face those hard times, take heart and count it joy. God is exposing the things in your life that can't go with you to a place of victory. He's exposing the plan of the enemy in your life. When trials come, count it all joy. Deliverance is on the way. Oh, when you lose people that you thought you would never lose, count it all joy. God heard conversations that you didn't. God saw things that you didn't. It's a protection that God has given to you. He's exposing the plan of the enemy in your life. Whew, hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 5. Ooh, I love this verse right here. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. If you like notes like me, because I am ADHD to the core, write it down. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And after you have suffered a little while. After you have suffered a little while. Oh, I know that you've been fighting, and it feels like you've been fighting all that you can with all that you have left. But after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore. Woo! Woo! We have four promises right here in this verse. He will restore. Scripture says he will restore the years to you that the locusts have eaten. Oh, I'm telling you, God is a God of restoration. I was going to preach this morning. I'm going to veer off just for a second. I was preaching out of Acts in the third chapter, where the man sat by the gate called Beautiful begging. Peter and John walk by, and he's sitting there begging, shaking his cup. Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give unto thee. And he was healed immediately. A man that was born crippled since birth was healed. The crowd starts gathering around Peter, and he starts preaching. Oh, because fire shut up in my bones. It don't matter where you are or what's happening. If you got a word inside of you, you got to release it. The crowd starts gathering. Peter starts preaching. And Peter tells them this. He says, repent and be converted so that your sins may be blotted out and that times of refreshing may come in the presence of the Lord. Then he goes on to preach a message of restoration. Peter is preaching a message of restoration to a crowd that just witnessed a man that was born lame, but he was healed. You know what that tells me? God will restore things to you that you didn't even have in the first place. He's restoring to you better than how he found it. You didn't even have what you needed in the first place, but it's an abundance and it's an overflow, exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You can't even think of how good that miracle's about to be. You can't even imagine what God's about to do. Woo! Double whammy. I got both words released to one house. Praise God. Hallelujah. After you have suffered a little while, we are never promised a life without suffering. Woo, we are never promised a life without suffering. Hallelujah. The plan is present. But the victory has been won. The enemy's plan, it's present. Oh, the suffering, it's present. But I want to tell you, victory has your name written all over it. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 17, it says, you will not have to fight this battle. Do you hear what I just said? You will not have to fight this battle. This battle is going to be won by being in prayer on your knees. This battle is going to be won by you warring and travailing in the Spirit. It's nothing you can do in your own strength, and it's nothing you can do in your own power. You will not have to fight this battle. It says, take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid, and do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. I'm telling you, tomorrow is today. It's time to take your stance, and it's time to wage war on the devil. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20, 19, it says, then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. Woo! Loud and high. That's what I like to do. I go, woo! Woo! That just means I'm still here. That's what I like to get up in the morning. And I like to sit there. I open up my blinds. And I like to look out that window. And I just like to thank God for every day that the devil has lost. Another day that I'm sitting there opening that blind and seeing that sun, sometimes that rain, because we live in Alabama. Oh, just another day. The devil should have killed me while he had the chance. In 21, it says, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who would sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And they were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, they went into this battle, and they knew that the only way they were going to win this battle, King Jehoshaphat called for the mighty praisers to go in front of the armies. And they went into that battle with a shout on their lips. It says they raise their voices aloud, and they say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. I'm telling you, there's a shout that's about to come back to you and be restored that the enemy thought he'd never come out of your lungs again. I'm telling you, there's about to be a loud shout proceed out of your mouth that's going to send every demon in and out of hell that has been sent on assignment to your life, and you're about to drive it out back to the gates of hell where it came from. I'm telling you, there's a shout that can only proceed out of your mouth. Nobody else can cover those babies in prayer, mama. Nobody else can cover that home, daddy. You've got to let that shout proceed out of your mouth. Oh, because when you open up your mouth, scripture says the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells inside of you. Oh, I have that same power inside of me. I'm telling you, when I get to warring in the Holy Ghost and I begin to pray, he that speaks in a tongue speaks a mystery. There's times that I don't know what I'm praying, but I know I'm warring. And when I cover my family, travailing in prayer, there's no demon or devil that can come against my home, come against my family. Oh, you have a promise as a child of God, a holy and a divine protection. Oh, when you start praising, it doesn't matter what devil is thrown your way. You begin to shout. You begin to shout. And every devil sent your way has to flee in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going back to this. We got to learn how to war in the spirit again. I heard a saint tell me, you got to pray until you pray. I know you get in that prayer closet sometimes, and you feel like you don't have any more strength to muster up. Oh, but you start praying until you see that breakthrough come in your prayer closet. Pray until you pray. Pray until you see something shift. I'm telling you, there's times that you go to praying, and there's times that I've been praying. I don't know what I'm praying for, but I'm telling you, I'm warring in the spirit. I know that I am going to to erupt out of me. I'm telling you, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, oh, today is your day. I don't have to sit here and preach you a message on Acts 2. It says that they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, if you want the Holy Ghost and you want that power to wage war on the enemy, it's a prayer language only between you and your Father. Oh, you're speaking a mystery. Hell can't understand what you're praying in the Spirit. Oh, you let that heavenly language come up out of you and you see how God works and God moves. There's times I don't know what to pray. There's times that I don't know what to pray. Oh, but I begin to war in the Spirit. And I feel that victory rise up inside of me. Oh, I feel that. I'm telling you right now, it was a loud sound that preceded them when they went to battle. It was a loud shout that preceded them when they went into battle. Oh, there's a shout that's got to come out of your mouth. Silence is not an option any longer. There is a holy sentence on the silence today. Whew, hallelujah. My poor last point. Worship team, you can go ahead and come on up. I told y'all, it's going to fly. Point number three. Praise wins the battle. I don't know what else to tell you except praise wins the battle. Praise wins the battle. Whatever battle it is that you're facing today. And I like to think about it in this way. When you go to God and you're seeking God, we're not seeking the things of His hand. It goes back to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm not just seeking and going and praying that God gives me a language so I can sit there and rattle off. That's not what I'm praying for. I'm praying, God, I want an overwhelming abundance of your presence in my life. Oh, and I'm seeking a healing. Oh, I'm seeking a healing, but I'm seeking the healer. I'm not seeking a financial miracle. I'm seeking the provider. Oh, I'm seeking the God who has the ability to work miracles in my life. When you begin to praise, that's when things begin to shift. The enemy has silenced you too long because of this battle. I'm telling you today, there's a sentence on the silence. Today, it's breaking in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold, every fetter, I'm telling you, every chain that has been placed on you, I just see muzzles in the Spirit being ripped off of mounts today. I'm telling you, there's a sound that can only be released from your mouth. There's a sound that bubbles up on the inside of you, strength that you pull from that you didn't know that you even had inside of you. Oh, but I'm telling you today, there's a sentence on the silence. Hallelujah. Stand with me all over this building. Hallelujah. We praise when we don't feel like it. We worship when we don't feel like it. Oh, I know there's going to be times that you don't feel like it. Oh, but you're going to have to war. You're going to have to war. It's a spiritual fight. And I know that we think, oh, we have this... Let me calm down for a second. We have this cute little, just loving, tender Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our Heavenly Father. And He is. Oh, He is. And there's times that I sit in His presence and I'm still. Oh, He speaks in a still small voice. He speaks in a still small voice. Oh, but there's times when that battle is raging on your life. And there's times that the enemy has wreaked havoc on your life. And I know I'm going to pause for a second and just interject right here and say, oh, there's times that it's not necessarily the enemy that has caused the problems in your life. It's the consequences of your own actions. But I want to tell you, His grace is sufficient. The battle can be won, even though it's the consequences of your own action. His grace is sufficient. The enemy wants to silence your voice. He knows that if he can keep you bound, nobody else will ever get free. He knows that if he can silence you, then nobody else will ever receive the freedom that they need. He knows that if he can silence you on that job, nobody else will ever be able to hear the gospel. We hear it and it's cliche, but you may be the only Bible that some people ever read. There's going to be people that God puts in your path for for you to minister to. Are you going to minister? Are you going to open up your mouth? Are you going to declare the glory of God? Are you going to declare His marvelous works? Are you just going to stay silent and by fear and intimidation that the enemy has locked you in with? I'm telling you, there's chains that are about to break today. I heard the Lord so clearly say, silence is not an option any longer. The enemy should have killed you when he had the chance. You've not begun to see the things that God wants to do. Oh, I feel that this morning. It's a shout of victory. I want to go to Joshua in chapter 6, walls of Jericho. I'm telling you, there's something powerful about a shout that raises up on the inside of you. It rises up so strong inside of you. In Joshua 6, it says, now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, and then you shout. A shout is what wins the battle. We see that in this. They marched around those Jericho walls, and when they lifted up those horns, and when they lifted up their voice, oh, those walls came tumbling down. I just see walls about to crumble in the spirit. Oh, it's time for you to shout now. Oh, you've stayed silent too long. Lift up that shout on the inside of you and watch those walls begin to crumble. Watch those walls begin to fall. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, going back to the story of Jehoshaphat, it says, so when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they won this battle. God gave them a mighty victory, just like He's about to do for you. It says, they looked towards the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth, for not one had escaped. I'm telling you, there's not one enemy, there's not one devil that has been sent after you that's going to be able to stand. Oh, there's victory in the house. When God does something, He does it right. There's not one thing that's going to be left undone. Oh, when His spirit breaks in, He doesn't just break down three of the walls. Oh, He breaks down all four and it crumbles in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, when He breaks chains off of you, it's not just one chain. It's not just two, it's all of them. That's the power of the God that we serve. In 2 Chronicles 20, 25 through 27, it says, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelries, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. More than they could even carry away. It says it took them 3 days to gather the spoil because there was so much. 3 days that they spent collecting the good. Oh, what does scripture say? Oh, the wicked, they lay up riches for the righteous. I'm telling you, there's an abundance that's about to come out of the place you never expected it to be. God is paying it back in abundance. This last season of lack is turning into abundance. Lack is not a place you can live any longer. Brokenness is not a place you can live any longer. Wholeness is the order of the day. Victory is the order of the day. I'm telling you, it's about to take you days. It's going to take you weeks. It's going to take you months to recover it all back from what the enemy stole. They rejoice over their enemy. It says that when they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. Whew. I'm telling you, somebody in here, you're about to rub it in the face of the devil today. Every time I stand in the pulpit and I deliver the word, I'm rubbing it right in the devil's face. I'm saying it again. The devil should have killed me while he had the chance. Oh, while the time was right, he should have tried. He should have taken you out while he had the chance, because victory is yours today. There's a shout that's about to be released. Oh, you didn't lose your praise, but there's a shout that's returning back to you of victory. We have have to rejoice. Rejoice over our enemy. Oh, we rejoice. How can we rejoice in the midst of triumph, in the midst of trial, in the midst of adversity? How can we rejoice over cancer? How can we rejoice over bankruptcy? How can we rejoice over prodigal children? Because we know that victory is ours through the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we have the victory. Thanks be unto God who has given us a victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, there's a sentence on the silence. There's a shout about to be restored back to you. I don't know what you've been facing. I'm from Gadsden, Alabama. I'm not even from around here, so I don't know. But I'm telling you, God is about to give you your voice back. You're about to get your victory back. Pastor Tyler, Miss Manny, will you meet me right here? The leaders of this house, the shepherds of this house, it's got to get to them before it can get to you. I'm telling you right now, silence is not an option. A place of defeat is not an option. The enemy tried everything he could to drown out your voice. But I'm telling you, if I've ever felt a word so strongly in my life for a shepherd of a house, I feel this for you. There is a sentence on the silence, and I'm declaring today it's about to take days to recoup back what the enemy stole from you. Oh, it's a new thing and it's a place of abundance. So God, I pray right now. I want you to stretch your hands right now. Oh, I want you to pray. I want to hear you pray for this shepherd of this house. Oh, before it's got to get to you, it's got to get to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, victory in every area. Oh, the spirit of heaviness.